station is powered by Simplecast UK, your one-stop streaming shop. Reliable and affordable. Fast audio streaming on dedicated Unix servers for small to medium internet radio stations. Visit our website at all the W's, simplecast.co.uk.
Temp Network provides productive and reliable temporary staff to your business. We supply temps across Kent within food production, fulfillment houses, picking and packing environments, and warehouse staff. With great value for money charge rates, error-free invoicing, and highly trained consultants. Shouldn't Temp Network be supporting your business? For more information, please contact us on 01892 531 777 or visit tempnetwork.co.uk.
The Business Bunker. Email us now, bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk. Paul Andrews with The Business Bunker, kentbusinessradio.co.uk.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to The Business Bunker Show on Tuesday the 4th of June. You're listening to me, Paul Andrews, and the absolutely stupidly technically inept Jill Serkin, who has just managed, as we went live on air, to rip her microphone out of the socket and drop it on the floor.
How did I do that? Oh, yeah, I see now.
I have no idea.
There's a little elastic band thing that I have to snip in here. Look, Mr. Andrews, I'm doing it as we speak.
Have you got it sorted out now?
Yeah, fine. Don't you worry. You carry on.
That's perfect. Well done.
Cracking show for you today.
Yes. Anyway, we've got a fantastic lineup of guests today. Joining us later on the show, we have Mr. Gerald Ratner of jewellery and retail fame. And then we also have Joe James, the Chief Executive of the Kent Chamber of Commerce. And we've got some interviews that I recorded last week or so at the Women in Business Conference Going for Growth at East Kent College. So packed lineup today. We've already had at least 8,765,000
gazillion.
Yeah. And we got loads of emails, so it's good to hear from you. And we are here for the businesses of Kent, so we do want to hear from you. Therefore, if you are exhibiting at the Kent B2B exhibition at the Ashford International Hotel next Tuesday, we would like to know what stand number you're on so we could come visit you. So do tweet me, VanillaWeb, and tell me your stand number. That would be good, and we can then send people to come and visit you.
People. Yes, it'd be me with my mic.
No, but it doesn't have to be just the bunker.
Oh, but roving mic. I'll be roving with mic.
Yes, I haven't got back round to that bit yet.
Oh, okay.
Don't get premature.
Was I preempting you?
You are preempting. I'm generating business for these people first.
Okay.
Okay, so we'll get people coming to your stands. And then...
Yes.
Jill Serkin.
Yes. Well, I'm not allowed to leave my stand, but they can come and see me on stand...
97. The Business Bunker, Kent Business Radio, will be on stand 97, and we will be doing interviews and live broadcasts from the show. So that's all happening next Tuesday.
I wonder if I'll be able to work the mic. I did last year. I managed last year.
It worked perfectly fine last year.
I'm just laughing. AK Pet Services, an avid listener of the Business Bunker, has got your Twitter handle wrong, and it's at Van Villa Web. So I'm going to correct her now.
Yeah, I would.
I would.
I would.
Yes. I would.
Yes, I would. That would be better. Right, okay. Why don't you start with an email, Jules?
Okay, I will start with a new venue. This is, I'm booming a bit, aren't I?
Yeah, I'm sorting.
Shall I come back?
No, yeah.
Okay, exciting news, and this is from the 1st of June, so they're already there. It's Catering for Kent and the fantastic Hilda Marie Smith and Will down there. They've moved to their new location, which is at Macnade Fine Foods. They put Find Foods, but I'm sure it's Macnade Fine Foods. And their next Faversham tweet up will be on Monday the 10th of June, so that's next Monday. As you know, the Kent tweet ups are all free. It's free networking for Kent businesses. You're also welcome if you've come from Essex or London. But it's basically a way of meeting other businesses, sharing ideas, brainstorming, passing around the cards, having a coffee. And the entrance, she said here, is just to the left of the balcony attached to the main building. There's a sign that says Catering for Kent Cookery School. If you want to go onto the website to find out about all of those venues, You go on to www.kentbusinesstweetup.co.uk. That's kentbusinesstweetup.co.uk. And the brilliant Ken Loy, graphic designer, is there beavering away, keeping that website going for all of you Kent businesses. So go and support Hilda Marie. Have a coffee. She often does cakes and biscuits and pancakes even. So that's cool. On the Selling Road, Faversham.
Cool, sounds good.
How are your levels, darling? Sorted?
Okay. No, I'm not happy.
But bit booming.
It was weird because everything was fine just before we went on air, and then all of a sudden it's all gone.
Little gremlin.
It's all gone Pete Tong. I don't know why. Anyway,
strange.
Don't keep worrying about it. We'll sort it out as we go through.
There's another networking event, which is Thursday the 6th of June. So that's manana. No, it's the day after manana, and that's 12 o'clock. It's £10 for lunch, tea and coffee, and that's the Spitfire Pub, and that's in West Malling.
Yeah.
Have I said it right?
West Malling, yeah. Absolutely.
Unusual.
Yeah.
And there is a website for that. No, there's not. There's a phone number, which is 0844 875 5777, and you can email drutherford@corifa.co.uk. That's CoreIFA.co.uk.
That's Core IFA, that'll be.
That's Core Financial Services.
Yeah.
And they host this monthly networking event to support local businesses.
Cool.
So that's £10 for lunch, tea and coffee, and that's in West Malling.
Malling. Thank you.
I knew that.
I've had a tweet from Rachel and Meg, who are on the Twitter as Pimp Souls.
Oh, that's clever.
S-O-L-E-S, Pimp Souls.
That's clever.
And they run a shoe emporium which customises your shoes, as far as I know. And they go, and they said, afternoon, we're listening, have a good day. So thank you, Rachel and Meg of Pimp Souls. And I've also had Bo's Kitchen, who say, it's not just Business Bunker Tuesday, it's Thai Tuesday.
Mm.
We're at the Lighthouse Margate, which is on Margate Harbour, all day. So do get along and sample some of their Thai food. But I think they tweeted you on
they did.
Scoff and Quaff as well,
on the
didn't
Superior
they?
Show at 11 to 12
yeah,
live.
Absolutely, yeah.
Scoff and Quaff.
We've had a hello from Zoe Cairns at ZC Social Media.
Hello, Zoe.
Blimey. And we've had loads of listeners in from the Checkers. Another Journey Begins, and Alex Waterton. At F Keys.
What's the Checkers? That's an inn, isn't it? A pub.
That is, let me tell you, that is the Checkers in Sevenoaks. It's a 16th century pub in the High Street, Sevenoaks. And it's, they say, all that you expect from a great British pub and more. So there you go.
Yes, I quite fancy a pub after the scoffing we've been doing. Back in the...
You fancy a pub?
Well, after that quail and egg pie from Dine Time...
Listener, I have to tell you that George has just squoffed, and I use that term advisedly, she has squoffed.
But wasn't it nice?
I don't know, I never got a look
at it. Oh, I've left you one. I've left you one.
The whole pie, a quail egg...
It was absolutely
bacon
divine.
And pork...
Yeah, you got to the bacon at the bottom, which was really lovely. You know, so you're scoffing down, you get the egg, you get all the sausage meat, and then suddenly
you find a
bed of bacon.
She squaffed the entire pie herself, and then two truckles of cheese from the Canterbury Cheese Company.
I know.
She said there's food debris everywhere.
No, I've cleared it up. You know, I've bought my little cleaning kit in now, listener, to the Bunker Studio. A little cleaning kit, because Mr. Andrews was getting a bit miffed when I brought my lunch in, so... Bring my own little cleaning kit.
We've had a tweet from Laura Lawrence as well, saying she's looking forward to the Business Bunker show.
Good.
And it's a beautiful day for broadcasting. But I just so like to say a little thing to Laura too, because Laura got married.
Did she?
Yeah,
she was telling me about it.
She snuck out and got married. So many, many congratulations to you both. Well done.
He's a very handsome barrister, you know.
He is indeed, yes. And she's a very lovely lady.
Yes.
And they make a fine couple.
They do, a fine pair.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
I wasn't going to say that. I was just going to say a fine couple.
No, but I can.
Yeah. Okay.
P-E-A-R.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember Kate on the infamous show number 123?
Oh, I do.
You remember the show that got banned?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, and Kate was the guest on that.
Yeah.
Yeah. From Mum's BizFest.
Yeah, that's
on
right.
On Twitter, yeah. She sent a very interesting tweet on the Women's Business Council, a report that the government have done mentioning people like Mum's BizFest and the work that they're doing. So well done to them. That's really good news.
That is good. She sent the link for that.
Yes, she has.
Oh, excellent.
It's a bit long, though, because it's a website link.
Yeah, no,
but I'll put the link to it on the Business Bunker website.
We can look
so
that at
that. Can follow it up. Suzanne Wood, Fiberglass Girl.
Hey up.
And she said, please can you give a shout out today for duravac.co.uk. That's duravac.co.uk. And they're a specialist vacuum pump oil distributors, and they have been incredibly helpful to the guys over at Medway Fiberglass.
What is a vacuum pump oil distributing
thing? No idea, but they've been good at it.
So you're taking a vacuum round and what, pumping out oil?
No, there's more to vacuums than just the Hoover, Jules.
Well, it must be a big pipe, mustn't it, that sucks up oil.
No, a vacuum pump is a pump that uses...
He's doing the action now, listener.
It uses suction, i.e. it creates a vacuum.
Careful what you're doing with your elbow.
Up. Exactly. Anyway.
What is it then?
Oh, I'm not
well, no, I was too interested in the elbow action.
No, you're too late. You missed your chance. Who else have we got? Oh, we've had the business services unit at Mid Kent College, known on Twitter as NKCBDU, and they say, hi, Paul, we'll be on stand number 9 in the main reception foyer area. Look forward to seeing you there, and I look forward to seeing you.
Oh yes,
guys,
the foyer.
There,
I remember that from last year because they had nice nibbles there and chocolates and things.
Absolutely,
that's where I ended up.
I've got a couple of things to read out as well. There's a new meetup group called the Medway B2B Support Group, and they meet up monthly. And their next meeting is on Monday, June the 24th, and it's at 6:30 p.m. and that's taking place at F Keys Limited's training centre, which is Suite 1. Epsilon House, Laser Key, Culpeper Close, Medway City Estate, Rochester. There is, luckily, a website where you can find all those details again, and the website is listed on the Kent Business Radio website. But just to quickly read it out, it's www.meetup.com/medway-b2b-support-group. But you can find that link on the Kent Business Radio website. On the today's show page, and today's show is show number 126. I think we've got time for one more email, Jules, and
we
then
have.
We need to play a bit of tunage and get our first guest on the phone.
Let's. This is a huge one, so I'm just going to whiz through it. It's the Acorn Group, and they're named as the main sponsor for Crystal Palace Festival, Southeast London's leading estate agency. The Acorn Group has been confirmed as the headline sponsor for this year's Crystal Palace Overground Festival. The Acorn Group will sponsor the 7th annual Crystal Palace Overground Festival for the 3rd year running. It's a free 4-day festival, and it takes place on Thursday 27th of June until Sunday the 30th of June. And the main festival hubs are at Westow Park on the 29th of June and around the Upper Norwood Triangle on the 30th of June. And there'll also be fringe events that will be held around Crystal Palace in the run-up to this big festival weekend. And well done there, Acorn Group. And the operations manager, Laura House, has said, we feel very strongly about supporting our local community and promoting everything that our area has to offer. And we're delighted to be the main sponsors again of this event. So if you want to find out more info on this or to get involved, you can go to www.crystalpalacefestival.org. You can go to Facebook, which is Crystal Palace Overground Festival, and you can follow on Twitter at SE19Festival. So that's a free family festival, and it's run by dedicated volunteers. Well done there, Acorn Group. What tunage have you, Mr. Andrews?
Sorry?
What tunage have you?
What tunage? I've got a bit of Blur.
Have you? How very avant-garde.
Yeah, I've got Park Life.
Have you?
Yeah, should we
play
have a
it?
Listen?
Yeah.
Confidence is a preference for the habitual voyeur of what is known as a morning suit. Can be avoided if you take a route straight through what is known as John Scott Brewer's group. He gets intimidated by the dirty pigeons. They love a bit of him. should cut down on your pork life, mate. Get some exercise. When I want, except on Wednesdays when I get rudely awakened by the dustman. I put my trousers on, have a cup of tea, and I think about leaving the house. I feed the pigeons, I sometimes feed the sparrows too. It gives me a sense of enormous well-being, and then I'm happy for the rest of the day, safe in the knowledge there will always be a bit of my heart devoted to it. You know, and it's not about you joggers who go round.
There with Park Life. It's an absolute pleasure now to welcome onto the show Mr. Gerald Ratner. Hello, Gerald.
Hi.
Hi, thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunker. It's an absolute pleasure to have you on the show with us today. One of the things we've been talking about just recently on the last couple of weeks, Gerald, is the whole retail scene. And as a man that's been heavily involved in retail, both offline and online over the years, I'd be interested to know your take on where you see things in the retail arena.
Well, there's been a lot of talk about the high street lately and the Mary Porter's trying to sort it out.
Mm.
But it's not really happening. And I think with the internet, which is about 12% of sales, which has come from nothing, and that is sure to go up.
Right.
Amazon will probably take over, become the new Marks and Spencers in 10 years' time. That's the way we'll look at it.
Right.
It's inevitable that the weakest part of this is going to suffer, and that is the high street. So I think even what Mary Porter's, or they're just really rearranging the deck chairs on the Titanic. I think it's got to contract the high street quite dramatically. I mean, I don't want to show my age, but when I started, it was only the high street. There was nothing else at all.
Yeah, absolutely.
When did you start, Gerald?
In the 60s.
Okay, the swinging 60s.
Yeah, so that's... I'm 63 now, so... Yeah, I worked in the shop at 17, which I advise anybody to do, is to not miss that part of retailing.
Mm.
Absolutely.
Start at the bottom, or in any trade, for that matter.
Yeah, absolutely. Get close to the customer. I mean, most of our listeners will know you based on the original Ratner's chain of jewelers stores, but you've been doing an awful lot of things since then, haven't you? What, can you tell our listeners some of the things you've been involved in over the last few years?
Yeah, well, when I left the Ratner's, which was not just the Ratner's shops, we owned H. Samuel, Ernest Jones, we had 1,000 shops in America, Watch Fits and things like that. People always think about it as just a Ratner's chain, but it was a Ratner's group.
Yeah.
But obviously, after the unfortunate events at the Albert Hall, I had to resign and didn't really do anything for 7 years, more or less gave up, believed everything that was said about me in the press. And eventually, strangely enough, I got back into business through a health club.
Right.
Because I was doing a lot of cycling around, as you do when you haven't got a job, where you do sort of that. try and get fit. And then I made a success of that, strangely enough, even though I knew nothing about health business. And then I used that money to go back into the jewellery business, but I felt that it was 2003, the quickest way to expand would be online. And we were very lucky because the last 10 years has proved that the growth there has been much greater than it is in the high street.
Absolutely. So it almost was a stroke of serendipity, that, to be honest, to some extent. And it moved you into an area. Do you think if that thing hadn't have happened, we won't refer to it.
That thing
at the IOD. Hadn't have happened.
The elephant in the room.
Yeah. If that hadn't have happened, do you think you would have been much later into the online arena personally, or do you think that's just a side issue?
Well, you know, the event was obviously a complete and utter disaster, but I did then try and turn it into somewhat of a positive. And if you can turn that into a positive, you can turn anything into a positive.
Absolutely.
And the way I did it was basically I felt that if I went online with all those billions of websites out there, the fact that it was me with my notoriety, if you like, I would get more notice, more hits, more publicity than somebody who was unknown. So that's why I went on the internet. Yeah. So if I hadn't made that speech, I wouldn't have gone on the internet, because the thinking behind it was that I would get some benefit from the publicity, albeit it was terrible publicity.
Yeah, absolutely.
But Gerald, you've coined a whole phrase, you know, doing a Ratner. I love that.
Yeah. Yes. Well, I'm glad you love it.
I do. I love doing a Ratner. Yeah.
Well, you know, I do now. For years and years, it was sort of like a dagger being stabbed in my stomach, and I felt very, very unhappy about it. But I learned now that there's no point going around being bitter and miserable, and you've just got to laugh about it like everybody else, and that's what I do. And that's why I go around the country doing these speeches as well, and really laugh about it, be self-deprecating.
You know, I didn't particularly want to dwell on that as an issue here,
but I did.
But it is interesting. It's fascinating.
People always do.
Yeah, well, it's
always
it's,
get back to that.
Yeah, and it's a real shame, because you've done so many things entrepreneurially and so many successful things. But it is interesting. It is a bit. It does prove a little bit the truism that there's actually no such thing as bad publicity. You know, and I know you don't probably see it that way, but
no, I don't.
but really, it has enabled you to do a lot of things and to build publicity on the back of that episode. Anyway, I mean, let's move on to the interesting and positive things that you're doing now.
Yeah.
I did read. I was reading some of the interesting stuff on your personal website, and I think I read something that you've been looking at the Indian market.
Yeah, I have just spent time in Mumbai launching Gerald Online there.
Right.
Which I don't advise anybody really to start up in India, because the bureaucracy and all the things that went wrong. But having said that, we did get there in the end, and we did launch it.
Right.
And I lost about half a stone out while I was out there,
because
I was getting so much aggravation. But in the end, we did
get there. I was going to say I had one of those curries ill ones.
Right. It wasn't my best trip, I have to tell you that. I was feeling very homesick, but that's a bit pathetic.
How long were you out there, Gerald?
I was only out there for a week. Half a stone. We got there, we did launch Gerald Online in India, and it has been very successful, even though only about 2.5% of the population have credit cards. So we're doing cash on delivery. When we started here on the internet, there was no one doing it here either. You know, there wasn't any Amazon or eBay or anybody, and everybody felt that, you know, it wasn't going to be big. But so that's what we try and... Don't follow the trend, don't do what everybody else does, and try and do something different.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, I couldn't agree with you more. As it happens, I own a group of digital businesses as well in my day job. And one of my main businesses I started long before anybody had really thought about it. And there wasn't really a market for it online. But first mover advantage does get you a big stake in the game. And as long as you can see it through to, you know, to going mainstream, then it's a great business ploy if you can do it.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's too many people that just look at everybody else and say, right, well, they're doing well, let's just copy them.
Absolutely.
It saturates the market, doesn't get them anywhere. You know, I think you have to be a bit more creative, a bit more innovative.
Absolutely.
And get there at the beginning of a new idea, come up with your own ideas. And then actually, you know, you can do very well, but just copying everybody else is what everybody does.
Yeah.
I just think it's just, you know, just like sheep, really. It's not really the way to go.
You no, see that on the high street, don't you? That where something successful opens up, like a nice cafe, and then suddenly there's like five copycats that open up. It drives me nuts.
Exactly. Everything gets, you know, ruined. It just gets... People just overdo things. I mean, you got The Apprentice, which was a wonderful business program, and then everybody thought, oh, well, we'll try and emulate that. And, you know, every day I get phone calls saying, well, we're doing a new business program, this and that. And it just, you know, they just, or what was it before? People doing gardening or interior decorating. They just copy. Everything just seems to, you know, be copied and copied.
And then they have the same background music and all that same sort of baloney, don't they?
Yeah.
Exactly.
No, I couldn't agree with you more.
And business is the same. Business is the same.
Yeah, absolutely. There are so many copycat businesses. And like you say, not only is it annoying because it floods the market, but it actually destabilizes the original business that innovated around it and, you know, and moves it into a kind of tacky way. So I totally agree with you on that.
I mean, when we started, there were 9 jewellers. Now on the internet, now there's about 9,000. Yeah. It makes my life difficult because I have to buy words on Google and they become very, very expensive because everybody's competing for that same word. But anyway,
absolutely.
You can spend your life complaining, but you just have to get on with it.
Sure. Anyway, you're due to come to Kent next week, we understand. And
yes, I am.
You're going to be speaking at the B2B event at the Ashford International Hotel. And
yes.
We're all looking forward to that. What are you going to be talking to your audience about there, Joel?
Well, inevitably, the speech. Because I can't avoid it. If I stood up there for half an hour and not mention it, people would just not really be think that I'm just avoiding it. So I do talk about how, you know, everything got ruined,
right,
and how depressed I became and had sort of sat and watched Countdown in bed. went through this 7 years of wilderness,
right,
of doing nothing, and how I got, but how I did then. Eventually, it was my wife who threatened to throw me out of the house, actually, unless I got a job. So sometimes you do need somebody to give you a kick up the backside. And how I then got going again, how wonderful it was, because I actually believed that I was completely finished, and how wonderful it was to build a business again from scratch, albeit nothing like the size of my old business. But
sure.
It was, you do take, I don't want to get too cheesy, but you do start appreciating things second time around, and you know, especially if you've lost everything the first time. So, you know, that's what I talk about. That it gets a bit miserable, but it has a happy ending. But it basically the message is that, you know, you are going to get setbacks. Life is difficult, and if you accept that, it's no longer that difficult because you are going to get knocked back. And if I can come back from where I was, which was a pretty low place,
yeah,
then anybody can come back. And you know, we've had a very good run up until 2008, and a lot of people in business today don't know what it's like to really be under pressure. So,
absolutely.
But what I'm saying is, the message is that don't despair. That is part of business, and it'll probably do you a bit of good in the end. I know it's done me a bit of good.
Absolutely, and that's a very powerful and motivating message, and we're really looking forward to hearing it. We'll be at the event as well because we're broadcasting
awesome.
Live from there, so we'll look forward to meeting you there, Gerald.
Before
you go, give us a shout for your website so that people can come and have a look at what you're doing these days.
Oh, thanks very much. It's just Gerald Online. If they just Google Gerald Online, that's a jewellery website selling diamond jewellery and
brilliant.
Yeah, we could do with a business. That'd be great.
And we have a link to that on our website as well, so that if people want to find it, you just go to the Kent Business Radio website, and there's a link to Gerald's website on the front page of ours at the moment. Gerald, for the moment, thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunker. It was an absolute pleasure to talk to you. We look forward to meeting you and to hearing you next Tuesday at the B2B event at the Ashford International Hotel, and we'll see you soon.
Thanks very much indeed.
Look forward to meeting you.
Yeah.
Look forward to meeting you as well.
Enjoy your day, Gerald. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Will. Bye.
Bye-bye. What a fascinating man.
Well, lovely man. A really lovely man.
Yeah.
And it just shows you how, you know, in the face of enormous adversity, you can still turn it around eventually.
You know, I sometimes think there's some amazing saying, but I can't remember what it is now. You'll probably know because you remember everything. But it's something about, you know, if you don't make mistakes, you're not trying, you're not doing anything new.
Yeah.
Step out the square or whatever they say. Come on, what is that saying?
No, you're mixing your metaphors here, Jules. I know. Yeah, you're trying to mix, think outside the box. Yeah.
But there is some.
Yeah, no, it was
Einstein or someone.
It was Tom Peters. It was Tom Peters said, if you. I don't know, you completely confused
Come
me.
Come on,
now.
What did he say?
I'm trying to get the words exactly right. Tom Peters said, if you haven't failed by the time you're 30, you just ain't trying hard enough.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to keep pushing the envelope.
Einstein said that too.
Possibly.
Yeah, and a few other people.
No, what you're thinking of, Thomas Edison.
What did Thomas he say? Edison. Get yourself a lighthouse.
Yeah, no. Thomas Edison,
a light bulb.
No, he was trying to develop the incandescent light bulb.
Right.
And he had 700 failed patent attempts behind him.
Yeah.
And somebody said, don't you get really, really depressed about failure? And he said, I haven't failed at all. I've just discovered 700 ways not to make a light bulb.
Well, that is...
And that's very true.
But you get the feeling with Gerald that
Here's the thing. When you were a little girl, did you ever learn to ride a bike?
Yeah.
And how did you learn?
I had stabilisers.
And when the stabiliser came off?
I wobbled and fell off.
You wobbled and
grazed my knee.
You can't learn to ride a bike without falling off.
No.
And it's the same in business. You can't learn about business until you make a mistake.
Yeah.
And that is just absolutely true. It's a doddle in life. And I'm on a rant now.
Go on, I like you. You're at your best when you rant.
One of the things that I'm finding with a lot of people that are starting businesses, they can't cope with the difficulties. They can't cope with the failures. They can't cope with the lack of sales success immediately.
Mm.
And they give up too soon.
Yeah.
They give up far too soon because they think, oh, I'm never going to succeed at this. I'm never going to work. Life doesn't work that quickly. With Jobs in Kent, my main business, it took us 4 years to make a sale. 4 years.
How long have you been going now?
14.
Really?
Yeah. And it's not easy. It is not easy starting off a business, especially if you're bootstrapping. And... you have to learn to live with the adversity, as Gerald just quite rightly said. Adversity is the thing that builds you.
Yeah, and what's the other one? If at first you don't succeed, try and try again.
Yeah,
you see, who said that? Was that Einstein?
I don't know, but Winston Churchill had a caveat to that.
Yeah, what was that, a cravat around his neck?
No, it was a caveat, which is Latin.
Okay.
For
is that what you eat at a party with
champagne? No,
that's
a canapé.
Oh, canape.
Yeah. Winston Churchill said...
We will fight them on the trenches.
He did say that, but that isn't the saying I'm trying to do. We will fight them on the trenches.
What did he say?
We'll fight them on the beaches.
Yeah, something like that.
He also said, if at first you don't succeed, try again. Then give up. No use being a damn fool about it.
He did not say
he
that.
He did indeed.
I don't believe
he did indeed.
Was that when he was rolling a cigar?
Yeah, something like that. You're quite right. And Gerald is living example that you can have the most horrendous failure in business still return stronger and better and bigger.
It's going to be a fascinating speech. And we will be there.
I'm really looking forward to it. And I'm going to be there.
I wonder where he lives. We should get him actually in the studio, I believe.
Absolutely.
I can feel a show coming on with him.
Okay. Do you know what we're going to do now?
What are we going to do?
I'm going to play some... We've got a station ident, which we're going to do. And then... I've got
Can you just say a station ident in English? What is a station ident? Oh, you mean a jingle?
A jingle.
Fine. You're getting so technical, Mr. Andrews.
And then what I've got is some interviews that I recorded last week at the Women in Business Conference, Going for Growth, at the East Kent College.
Yeah.
I apologise for the quality of the recordings. It was a loud, noisy room, and we're trying to get the sound levels
Lots
right.
Lots of women. What do you expect?
No.
Chattering.
I wasn't going there. It was just the ambience of the room that was the difficulty, not the interviewees. So some of them are a bit quiet, and I'm a bit loud. But
high ceilings.
But I met a group of very interesting women with some very interesting business ideas, and I've got loads of interviews. And you're going to hear the first four interviews in a minute. But first of all, here's a station ID.
Smashing.
Temp Network provides reliable temporary staff to your business. Shouldn't Temp Network be supporting your business? Please contact us on 01892 531 777 or visit tempnetwork.co.uk. Come on, let's work you to the bone.
This is Paul Andrews on the Business Bunker Show at the Going for Growth Conference at East Kent College in Thanet on Wednesday the 25th of May. I'm talking to a group of women in business here about their businesses, and it's an absolute pleasure to welcome Diane to the Business Bunker. Good morning, Diane.
Good morning, hello.
And so what's your business?
We do holidays for people with a learning disability.
Oh, wow, you do holidays for people with learning disabilities. So what kind of things does that involve?
We do 24-hour support, and we take them in this country and abroad.
Right, OK. And you actually take them on the holiday?
Yes, they don't come with their carers.
Fantastic. What a fantastic idea. What led you to think of that?
I used to be a manager in mental health and learning disabilities, and I could never get them on the holiday. So I bought a hotel in Blackpool and started it there.
What a fantastic idea. I happen to be, because I have a million hats, I happen to be a director of Finding Futures, which is a charity that finds work for adults with learning disabilities. So we probably need to talk to each other as well, because we do let them have holidays occasionally. So how long have you been going?
I started it 12 years ago.
Wow. And so how many people on average in a year do you take away?
Well, we used to be based in Blackpool, right. And it was very good business, but since coming to Thanet, we're not doing so well.
And why is that? Is that because people haven't heard of you?
Yes, yeah. They don't know us.
So whereabouts in Thanet are you based?
Broadstairs.
Okay, so in Broadstairs, which is a lovely resort. So what we need to do is get more people aware of you out there.
That's right.
Absolutely. Okay, so give us a shout for your website.
It's www.dsh.org.uk.
Fantastic. We will put a link to that on our website, on the Business Bunker website, and we'll also give you some promotion on that and tell people that we know that will be interested by that you're there. Okay. And we can get some more adults onto your holiday program. Thank you for joining us on the Business Bunker, Diane.
Thank you.
It's an absolute pleasure to welcome Karen Constantine to the Business Bunker. So Karen, tell us about your business.
I'm a trainer. I do training and coaching. At the moment, I'm here to promote a course that I'm running on the 4th of July in Ramsgate.
Okay, and the 4th of July, that's a good day. And the course is?
It's Renew You. It's a personal development day for women. It's there to help you check out if you're going in the right direction, look at what you've been doing for the past 12 months, and really to give you a massive injection of confidence so you can really achieve your goals.
That sounds fantastic. So, and that's an open public course, is it?
That's a public course. It's the first one to run in this area. There's a few courses been running nationwide. It's brand new. It's a great opportunity for women to really get on board now. I've got a special value price of £99.
Brilliant. So how do people find out about the course? Is there a website or somewhere they can go to find out more about it?
You can go to karenconstantine.co.uk, or you could give me an email at karen@karenconstantine.co.uk.
That's brilliant. What we'll do, Karen, is we'll put the links to your business on the Business Bunker website so that people can follow up with that. I wish you much success with your workshop. I'm sure it'll be fantastic. And thank you for joining us on the Business Bunker.
Thank you very much.
So I'm here with Veronica. Veronica, tell us about your business.
Hello, I make and design and teach chainmail jewellery.
Fantastic. And are you wearing some of your products now?
Yes.
Give us a rattle.
Oh.
Oh, you can't hear it, doesn't matter.
There we are.
No, that's perfect. That's fantastic. So you make and teach jewellery?
Yes, I do. It's chainmail jewellery made up of individual rings. So we make our own rings and then I design and teach the jewellery that you are actually looking at, Paul.
Fantastic. No, it's brilliant. It's absolutely wonderful. And not only is it nice jewellery should you want to buy it, but you can learn how to make it yourself.
Absolutely.
How do we go about that? How do we find you?
Right. The name of the company is Udelovich Chainmail. That's Udelovich. So the website is udelovichchainmail.co.uk, all one word. And email is v.tinkler@btinternet.com. And you may laugh.
Fantastic. Now, that's brilliant. We will put a link to your website on the Business Bunker website so that people can follow up and find out more about your jewellery workshop courses. And they can also look at your beautiful jewellery should they want to buy any.
Thank you,
Veronica. It's lovely to meet you.
And you.
This is Paul Andrews on the Business Bunker Show. I'm joined by Maria Lever, originally from Colombia and now living in the United Kingdom, and Maria is about to launch a very interesting and unique business. Good morning, Maria. It's a pleasure to meet you. Why don't you tell us a little bit about your business plans?
Good morning, Paul. Yes, well, the business that I'm going to launch is called Project 69 LGBTQ Photography, in which I would like to offer this photographic service for the LGBTQ community in the UK, in Thanet, anywhere that they need my services, I will go happily to do this. And
okay, that's brilliant. And so what kind of thing, so obviously you're offering photography services, but I think you're going to offer a wider range than that. What are the kind of things that you're offering to do for the LGBTQ community?
Yes, thank you. The services, it's to photographic events for any type of events, and as well civil partnerships, family portraits, portraits for websites and things like that, anything that has to do with photographic images from a perspective of an artist.
Okay, and so you're prepared to go and do events and all those kind of things?
Yes, anything that is required within those parameters, yes.
That's fantastic. So give us a shout for your website so that people can find out more about you and come and book your services.
Yes, thank you. It's www.project69lgbtqphotography.com.
That's brilliant. We will have a link to that on the Business Bunker website. We wish you much success with that business. It's a fascinating business model that you have, and I'm sure that you're going to come back on the show sometime soon and tell us how it's going.
Thank you very much, Paul.
It's a pleasure.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.
Oh, welcome back to the Business Bunker show with me, Paul Andrews, and the absolutely lovely Jules Serkin.
You enjoyed that in the midst of all those lovely women, didn't you?
It was a great day.
A picture of you.
I spent the day there and I did a talk there as well. There are over 100 businesswomen there at the event. It was a massively well-attended event organised by Christine Holmes and fronted up by Angela Breyer-Stevenson.
Who fronts up most things,
yeah,
really.
And Jackie Goodsell. And it was just a brilliant day. I met loads of...
Were you the only man there?
I was, in fact, the only
man. Did you go and drag?
No, I was the only
bloke
there.
You didn't wear that pink polka dot dress I like you in.
That was my social event of the year. I just met so many fascinating people with so many fascinating businesses and different types of businesses. We've got another series of interviews for you next week. That I also recorded at that show for completely different businesses to the ones we've heard of today.
You know, so, I wrote about them in my business column a couple of weeks back, and the next event like that will be in September, won't it, at the same place at East Kent College.
Absolutely. So we're looking forward to that. Anyway, we've got a gazillion things going on here.
Twitter's gone bananas,
email's gone bananas, everybody's going bananas.
But we don't need bananas because we've had all those quail and egg pies that fascinating.
I've got a couple of tweets that I need
show,
to read out.
Scoff and quaff.
Ken Heyer have said, yes, we'll be at the B2B event. We're on stand 62. So get along and see the guys from Ken Heyer on stand 62.
And what stand are we on?
97. For the 97th
time. Just so I get there.
I've got to tell you, listener, I've had 5 emails from Jules going, what's the stand number again?
Where?
Then I got a text
what
saying,
time?
What's the stand number again? And then I got a text saying, what time and what's the stand number?
Because I'm on the road sometimes. I was writing my business column while I was driving.
97.
Yes. Writing my business column while I was driving around the roundabout.
Yeah.
With one finger.
She wasn't really officer, honestly.
No, honestly.
Had a tweet from Meta Baron. Do you remember Meta?
Yes,
she was
I
on
love
the show
Meta.
A few months ago.
Yes.
She was lovely. Yeah. She's listening in, and I just want to point you at a report that she's produced on self-employment, which is her bag.
Can it's you stop to, pointing at me?
It's
please.
How to move from the corporate world to self-employment.
Okay.
And you can find that report by following Meta on Twitter at Meta Baron, and that's spelled MAITEBARON, all one word, Meta Baron. Follow Meta. Have a look at her report on self-employment. It's really worthwhile.
That sounds very, very good.
Yeah. Now, I've got a load of emails just come in that I need to read. Some of them are quite long. I've got this. Win a party package and help to raise money for the Kent Deaf Children's Society. A group of party suppliers from all over Kent have put together an amazing party package worth over £850 to help raise money for the Kent Deaf Children's Society. KDCS is a registered charity and it supports deaf children and their families in Kent. And as anybody knows, deafness is a thing that's very close to my heart. The group arranges activities and events for its members who are deaf children aged from birth until 18. The charity's aim is to support these children and provide a social network, fun activities, and where appropriate, educational opportunities. They aim to promote deaf issues and issues surrounding communication, and the group raises awareness across the county so that deaf children can grow up in a deaf-aware environment and which is accessible to all. All you have to do to win this amazing package is to donate at least £5 to the Kent Deaf Children's Society through their Virgin Money giving page, and you will be automatically entered into a prize draw. The winner will be picked at random on the 1st of July and they will win the whole package, which, to remind you, is worth an amazing £850.
Wow.
You can find the donation page by going to www.virginmoneygiving.com/team/winner party. And we will put that link on the Business Bunker website later on. But just to give it to you again, virginmoneygiving.com/team/winner party. Or you can visit their Facebook page, which is facebook.com/winner party. So do please enter for that, for your chance to win a package worth £850 in support of Kent Deaf Children's Society.
That sounds fantastic prize. I do wish you'd use your splash guard on your mic though.
Sorry.
Also, you just reminded me, because next week Oratech have got this fabulous competition, haven't they, for the stand. Has anyone won that, do you know?
I haven't heard yet. But,
so that's Dan.
Yeah.
Daniel.
Eels.
Eels, thank you. I was thinking of lunch. Jelly deals. Lunch. Jelly deals.
She's going to eat you, Dan.
Jelly deals. Daniel Eels from Oratech has donated a stall. It's a prize, a stand at the B2B exhibition. Until I've been talking about markets this morning, a stall, but a stand there. So that's, I don't know if that's still up for grabs, but check that with at Oratech. Is it at Oratech Limited?
Yeah.
Their Twitter handle?
Yes.
And they're in Thanet, so check that out. And also Gerard Jemivicus. He was offering a prize of a web designed for your iPhone and your iPad.
Yeah. Didn't we cover that last week?
But I'm just saying it again, because these competitions need to be touted, otherwise they whiz by and people don't realise.
Absolutely. I've just had another email fresh in. Hi there, I was one of the group at the Going for Growth Business Lunch at Broadstairs that you've just played, and I would be very grateful if you could read this out. It's about T-Social. T-Social, that's T-E-A, as in the drink. T-Social are social media and internet moderation service based in Rochester. We offer full-service social media and moderation services alongside social media training. We offer workshops which can show small businesses the best way to use social media effectively, efficiently and legally, ensuring you are spending time focusing on the right thing, your business. If you want to know more, then you can email them at hello@tsocial.co.uk, and that is from Louise.
So is that T-E-A or T-Social?
No, T-E-A, as in the drink.
Nice.
Yeah, so hello@tsocial.co.uk, and that's from Louise. Thank you, Louise.
Thank you, Louise.
I've also got this email about a workshop coming up on Tuesday the 16th of July. Evolve or become obsolete. Business has changed for good. Technology has completely changed where and how we do business forever. But has your business changed? If you don't embrace and adopt the new ways of working, you will undoubtedly get left behind.
Mm.
On the 16th of July 2013, three companies from the legal and workplace technology industries come together to deliver a seminar to help you understand the new business landscape, how you can take advantage and get ahead of your competitors. The workshop is delivered by Ali Young Law, 404 Team, who are cloud specialists, and Connectit, who are mobile telephony specialists. So there's three organisations. Ali Young Law, talking about the legal implications of these things. 404 Team, who are cloud specialists. And Connectit, who are mobile telephony specialists. Who should attend? Business owners, MDs, operations directors, and anyone who wants a straight and simple facts as to how they can save money, increase productivity, and be a compliant in an always-on, 24/7 connected society. Now, there's some debate about where this is taking place. It is in Folkestone.
Is it?
Yeah. And I believe it's at the Channel Chamber in Folkestone.
Right.
But we will confirm that. There's been some controversy over that. But anyway, you can book it by going to kentchannelchamber.co.uk, or you can email Tracy, T-R-A-C-Y, .reynolds@kentchannelchamber.co.uk, or you can call on 01303 270 022, and it costs £12 for members and £15 for non-members, and that is on Tuesday the 16th of July.
Okay, not long to go then. Book that up.
And that's 9:30 to 1, I ought to tell you as
well. I was just looking at the logo there. I think you're number 2.
Yeah. You reckon?
The probably. Little listener, you can't see it, with little Neanderthal men.
Yeah.
Starting off with a monkey.
Thank
and
you for
progressing.
That, I tell you what, have you got an email to read?
Yes, I have.
Well, why don't you read it?
This is from the fantastic Angela Briar Stevenson, and she says, I'm up to my usual antics again, and this year I've teamed up. Does this woman never sleep? I've teamed up with my colleagues at Angelo's Delicatessen. The owner is Jackie Longley. And we're running as a team called Angelo's Angels. Yes, I know, nothing to do with Charlie, though I could be Jacqueline Smith. Or Farrah Fawcett, of course. We're aiming to raise £500 between us all and would really appreciate your support in sponsoring us. So it is, there's a website here which is www.race4life, that's F-O-R life, sponsorme.org, /Angelo's Angels. So what are they doing that in aid of? I'm not quite sure. I don't know what are they doing it for.
Who?
There must be something that they're raising money for, but she hasn't said. But it's Race for Life, so it must be. Is that for cancer or?
I guess so. Yeah.
Might be breast cancer.
Yeah, the Race for Life is a big charity.
Yeah, I've heard of it, but yeah. I'm not sure if it's breast cancer or cancer. Yeah. I think it's breast cancer. Mm-hmm. Hi, Paul and the gang. I'm new to your show, and I followed you on Twitter for a while, so a clandestine follower here.
Stalker.
Yes, I'd be really grateful if you could give us a shout out on the Business Bunker. So what have we got here? It's... very worthwhile for lots of your listeners. I said whistlers then, I meant listeners, especially those that don't have huge marketing budgets. Thank you. I want to get some real benefit from online marketing. There's an event here which has been designed to deliver two specific outcomes for small business owners. Number one, provide some really simple practical steps that can be taken after the event to improve marketing effectiveness, and two, be a brilliant networking event. Tickets are £49 plus VAT. You can go on to www.partnersinbusinessperformance.co.uk, and this is from Simon Ryan, Social Advisors, and so you can contact him on 07446 119 778, and that's simon@socialadvisors.co.uk. thank you very much. That's on the 19th of June at the Thames Innovation Centre in Erith.
Cool. I've got this. Which,
have you?
Yeah, which I'm very keen on promoting.
What is it? Mumps?
Just stop interrupting, will
Myxomatosis?
You? Yeah. Joining Hands and Abstract Sounds are hosting a big dinner and quiz to raise some funds for Ashford's first ever Arts and Technology Festival, which is being held in September this year. That's the Ashford Festival. We have managed to book Ashford's very own presenter, John Webbo Webster. Webbo presents
the famous
Wake Up with Webbo on Ashford Community Radio, to host a quiz night for us, and one of our very talented ladies from the Community Craft Centre will be giving us some acoustic delights too. So spend a fun and laid back evening with us and give back to the community while doing it. Ashford Festival will bring together artists and local community groups to create a weekend of fun, visual indulgence and a community spirit to Ashford Town Centre in Kent. However, that's the festival, which is in September, but the quiz night is on the 28th of June, and they are looking for quiz teams, and there's also food involved.
Ooh.
And there must be an RSPV, and they're looking for up to 8 people per team, and they will group together smaller teams. So if you want to submit a team of 8, you can. If you want to submit a smaller team, they'll just gang you together. And when you purchase your tickets, you must make sure to make menu choices of what you want to eat as well. if you'd like to be in a quiz team but you haven't bought any tickets in a group, i.e. like me, you, Billy No Mates, you can book individually and they'll just assign you to someone. And that quiz night and an eating extravaganza and entertainment evening takes place on the 28th of June at the London Beach Hotel, which is in St. Michael's Centerton, TN36HX. And that's from 6 in the evening till 11:30 at night. And you can find out more by emailing Natasha, N-A-T-A-S-H-A, at ashfordfestival.org. You can ring the lovely Natasha on 07791 448 337, or you can book your team or your tickets and your menu choices at www.ashfordfestival.eventbrite.co.uk. So do one of those things. All of those will be listed on the Kent Business Radio website. I am actually going to that event. I expect,
well, of course, there's a menu.
It's also handy because it's just over the road.
No, I've never been to that hotel. Is it nice?
It's not bad.
There's a spa there.
There is. There's a very nice spa.
They've got a swimming pool.
They have a very nice swimming pool and they have an exercise pool as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Which one do you go in?
I was a member there for a long while, but it was a bit... Well, it was stupid, really.
Because you've got your own swimming pool.
I've got my own swimming pool. And
but you nipped over the road to use theirs?
Yeah.
Well, it saves the cleaning out, doesn't
yeah,
it?
Exactly. Yeah,
all the chlorine tablets.
Anyway, get along to this quiz night on the 28th of June and I'll see you there.
On your own?
On my own.
Ah, oh, there's as a song
normal,
about that.
As normal.
There's an after-hours club, which is for the Invicta Chamber. It's a free, popular and highly successful casual networking event. So it is at Canterbury, the Abbots Barton Hotel on the 18th of June. If you want to go to Maidstone, it's at the Russell Hotel, 25th of June. And Tonbridge at the River Centre, 11th of June. Or Tanbridge.
Cool.
Tanbridge. Tonbridge.
Tonbridge.
There's a business community breakfast. Even past members are welcome. I don't know what they've done to the past members. The next business community...
All right, you can come back.
Even. The next business community breakfast will be on Thursday, the 13th of June, so that's Thursday week, at 7:30 at Gillingham Golf Club. BCB members can send in an advertisement for inclusion, subject to attendance and advance booking, on a rolling screen programme throughout the breakfast. And this will become a part of members' printed directory for regular members. It's free to members of the most relaxed networking event in Kent. Getting a picture of them all in sofas, aren't you? Just lying down, lolling. The breakfast costs £12. And you go to www.businesscommunitybreakfast.co.uk to book.
Cool. We're going to have to rattle through this. We've got so much stuff. We've got another guest to speak to very shortly as well.
Keep rattling.
I've had an email. It says, "Hi, guys. I'm listening in live today and loving the show."
So nice to have a live listener.
Yeah. I would be really grateful if you could give us a shout out on the Business Bunker. I'm confident it will be worthwhile for a lot of your listeners, especially those that don't have huge marketing budgets and want to get some real benefits from online marketing. There's an event that has been designed to deliver two specific outcomes for SMEs, provide some really simple practical steps that can be taken after the event to improve marketing and to be a brilliant networking event. The tickets are £49 plus VAT, and anyone interested can book and get the full details here. www.partnersinbusinessperformance, that's all one word, partnersinbusinessperformance.co.uk, and that's from Simon Ryan from Social Advisors. Thank you for that, Simon. We will put a link to partnersinbusinessperformance.co.uk on the Business Bunker website so that people can follow up with that at their leisure. We've had a gazillion more tweets. I'm going to try and do a few of them.
Suzanne Wood says that her laptop's thrown a wobbly. She was listening in live and enjoying the show and Gerald Ratner. But she says, say hi to Joe James.
I will do indeed. Joe's our next guest on very shortly. We've had... Go Vicinity are on. We're all still here. Myself, Mike and Ellie. Say hi to Ellie. Hello, Ellie.
Hello, Ellie.
And all the guys over there, Rob and Mike and everyone over at Go Vicinity in Canterbury.
Engage for Success. That's a new person following us or company. It's at Engage for Success. They're saying hi, listening to the show.
Okay. Louisa Felstead has said there's a chamber after hours tonight, at 6 p.m. at Gravesend Old Town Hall, and Ashley Lawrence is presenting, and that's really worth listening to. So get along to that. Yeah, that's free networking. We've had AK. I'm just going to have to flash through some of these. AK Pet Services are listening in. Hi, Adrian and the guys over at AK Pet Services. AK Pet Services is a fantastic service that transports your pet under licensed caring conditions
yep.
to like the vets,
to have its toenails painted,
to go on holiday or whatever you want to do. So do check them out. AKPetServices.co.uk. Little Brown Fairy Cakes. Hi, I make cakes for all occasions and I'm based in Westgate in Kent. My company is Little Brown Fairy Cake, and you can like me on Facebook and you can follow them on Twitter at Little Brown Fair.
There's a new follower as well, which is hold on, at Bytes, B-Y-T-E-S, Web IT. They've just started following us and saying hi.
Cool. And Cranbrook Business. So there's a free networking event in Cranbrook on Wednesday the 5th of June. That's tomorrow. But please, can you pre-register? All the details are at cranbrookbusinessassociation.co.uk.
God, it's a busy show.
It is indeed. I'm going to play a rather long record now while I get our next guest on.
Have a lie down.
Phone. Yeah, absolutely. This is one of my favourite records. It's an Oasis track called Master Plan.
I thought it was going to be Mrs. Mills.
And I had a fantastic video that I put together to this soundtrack.
Did you?
When Jose Mourinho was first Chelsea manager.
Jose.
And seeing as he's just joined us again, I thought it was apposite to play Master Plan.
Go for it.
Temp Network provides reliable temporary staff to your business. Shouldn't Temp Network be supporting your business? Please contact us on 01892 531 777 or visit tempnetwork.co.uk. Come on, let's work you to the bone.
Come on, get the count in. Where is it?
One.
There it is.
Two.
Three.
Four.
Four.
Time to make some sense of what you want to say and cast your words away upon the waves and sail them home with acquiesce on a ship of hope today, and as they land upon the shore tell them not to fear no more, say it loud and sing it proud today. And then dance if you wanna dance. Please, brother, take a chance. You know they're gonna go which way they wanna go. All we know is that we don't know how it's gonna be. Please, brother, let it be. Life on the other hand won't make us understand. We're all part of a master.
with the Business Bunker.
Oh, a bit of master plan there. It's an absolute pleasure to be joined now on the Business Bunker show by Joe James, the Chief Executive of the Kent Invicta Chamber of Commerce. Good afternoon, Joe. How are you?
Yeah, well, I'm very well, thank you. Actually, I've been listening in today. And
have you?
Hearing you talk earlier on about the Einstein quote, I did a little Googling.
Oh, well
and
done.
Apparently, he said, there is no learning without mistakes, and learning is experience, and everything else is just information.
Absolutely. You see, did you really expect me to remember all of that, Paul Andrews?
That's almost what I said, wasn't it? Oh, no, it wasn't remotely what I said.
I knew you said something profound.
So every time we make a mistake, don't apologise, it's just part of learning.
Yeah. Absolutely.
We're on a lifeline apprenticeship, absolutely, a lifelong learning.
And wasn't Gerald all the more fascinating because of it?
Yeah.
Oh, he was amazing, wasn't he?
Yes.
Yeah, quite. I can't wait to hear him at the exhibition.
I am really looking forward to that presentation.
Yeah. I mean, somebody who can wipe out 500 million overnight from a business and then gets himself up, dusts himself off, and suddenly has one of the most successful online jewellery businesses, turning over 25 million, you know, plus. Yeah. It's just like, God, we've got to learn something from that.
I tell you what, though, I reckon he's got a really good wife there behind him as well.
Oh. Goes without saying.
Someone that makes him bacon and egg in the morning.
Anyway, enough of that nonsense. Joe, thank you for looking up that quote. That's really useful that you did that. So give us a little update on where things are with the Kent Invicta Chamber. Going from strength to strength as always, I'm sure.
Yeah, I mean, the Chamber, I must admit, this last 12 months, we really have seen, again, significant growth. I think we're probably one of the only chambers in the country to sort of have the growth we're getting. Last year we had 12% growth, which, you know, when you look at the current economic climate,
absolutely,
it's actually quite amazing because, you know, rightly or wrongly, in bad times, people, first thing they do, cut the marketing budget, cut membership subscriptions.
Absolutely, yeah.
When actually that's probably the worst thing they can do. Yeah. But actually in our case, you know, it's not happened, and we've had terrific growth. Obviously real expansion into the North Kent area, and that's been going really well. Our partnership with Best Business Events has been fantastic. That's really been a success.
They're great folks over there, aren't they? Carol and the team.
Yeah, they're great. I mean, this year, you know, we've gone from, you know, before working with Carol, to just sort of having one major B2B, where this year we've got three B2Bs. You know, we've got one, we've got the Ashford one next week.
Yeah.
We've got one in Canterbury later during the year. We've then got one in North Kent. And then in July, we've got a manufacturing and engineering exhibition. And then we've got the construction exhibition. So it's really, you know, enhance what we do.
Yeah, full lineup of everything through the year there.
Yeah, and business support too. I mean, something obviously dear to your heart. You know, we've been successful recently in winning some contracts, and we can now offer free advice to existing businesses and those thinking of setting up in business in Medway, Swale, Ashford, Maidstone, Canterbury under the East Kent Expansion Programme, and also we won the contract to offer business support under the North Kent Tiger Bid. So people wanting to access the funding through the Tiger Programme, we can actually give advice and guidance to.
Fantastic stuff. I have to say, I've been a member of the Invicta Chamber since the year dot.
Yeah, quite a while.
And it's a fantastic organisation to belong to, with loads and loads of benefits of all kinds of things. There's all kinds of things that the Chamber does, and it's a great organisation to belong to, and I can't recommend it highly enough.
Thank you.
I hadn't been for a while, but I actually went to an After Hours Club meeting last week at Sittingbourne, it was really brilliant. They always were good the last time I went, but I hadn't been for a while, and this one was better than anything I'd been to before. So it was really good. It was a fantastic turnout, great event. It was held at the Coniston Hotel over there in Sittingbourne, organised by Louise and Felsted, and it was really brilliant. I really did enjoy it.
Now, they've been great. I think the thing with them is that, you know, they're so relaxed because you don't have to book. So, you know, you can go on the spur of the moment. Anybody can come along, and you haven't got a guest list and a name badge. So therefore, if you want to know who somebody is, you've just got to go and ask them.
Absolutely.
You know, I hate it when you go to networking events and you see people with a guest list and they're ticking who they want to speak to.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, well, what's wrong with everyone else in the room?
Yeah.
You know, so, yeah, no, they've been a great success. And by the way, Paul, you joined the Chamber on the 18th of December, 2003.
2003. Two.
Three.
They've got you. They've got you down.
Yeah, I've got you numbered here. In fact, you're number 510.
Blimey. They're all going to be booking stuff on my membership number. Yeah?
Don't worry, I'll just bill you.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and I've enjoyed every minute of those, what's that, 10 years?
Yeah, 10 years this year.
Every minute of that 10 years, and it's highly worthwhile, and I highly recommend it. For those of you, of the 70,000 SMEs in Kent that aren't members, what are you waiting for?
Thank you, Paul. Tell them.
Yeah, absolutely. So, Joe, tell us a little bit more about the lineup for next Tuesday at the B2B event at the Ashford International Hotel.
I just think it's going to be a fantastic day. I mean, this is the second year now that the event's been staged for us by Best Business Events. And, you know, last year they really did put a great show on for us. And looking at this year's lineup, you know, I just think it's going to be even better.
Yeah.
You know, you've already spoken to Gerald, who's going to be there. But one of the things that I think has really made this year's different, and why I want to talk about this particular thing, is because I want to encourage all your listeners to do it, is we've actually, for the first time, launched online networking.
All right.
And it's open today. So everybody needs to get on the web and register on www.kentb2b.co.uk. And once they've registered for the event, they can then see all those exhibitors, they can see everyone else who's registered to attend, and they can start pre-arranging appointments.
That's a good idea.
What a good idea.
Yeah, well, what it does is really maximises your time at the show.
Yeah.
So rather than just sort of wander around, actually, who's going who you want to meet, who can you do business with, and actually arrange time to, you know, sit and have a coffee with them. So I think that's a really, you know, great thing to introduce this year. And hopefully everybody listening will get online after your show today. Let them hear all your show, of course, Paul. and get themselves registered and start making appointments.
So that's www.kentb2b.co.uk.
Yeah, kentb2b.co.uk.
We'll put a link to that on the Business Funker website. And funnily enough, I just had a tweet from Kathy Omani, who says, I was one of the lucky winners of a stand in the startup area last year, sponsored by Daniel at Auratech. And he was an amazing host, and the show was absolutely brilliant, and it was really well worth winning. So that's someone that had a really good experience at last year's show as well.
Oh, that's great. And, you know, I'm just so grateful for Auratech and for Daniel, because he's done exactly the same again this year.
Yeah.
You know, he's given 6 startup businesses the opportunity to have a stand there, and you know, it's a great platform for them to launch themselves really into the Kent business community. But you know, we've got some other great speakers going on throughout the day, and in the dinner of the evening we've got Declan Curry.
Right.
You know, and I think he's going to be inspiring, and I think it's around about 2:15, somewhere around there, we've got Sahar doing a presentation.
Yes, Sahar Hashemi. She was on the Business Bunker a couple of weeks ago.
You know, and I think what's good about her is, you know, she says that entrepreneurship's a state of mind.
Yeah.
We've all got it. We just need to switch it on.
Absolutely.
And how true is that?
Absolutely.
You know, I think there's something there for everybody. We've got UKTI there. So, if you want to talk about exports, you know, the KIB 100 is going to be launched there, so there's opportunities to find out all about exporting and support, and that's available to you if you want to find international markets. There's going to be startup advice, there's going to be speed networking, as well as all the keynote speakers and seminars that are going on during the day. So, you know, I think there's something there for everybody, and you know, I just urge everybody to make sure they come along, bring plenty of business cards, and really make the most of the day. You know, these days, you know, there's a lot of effort goes into putting these exhibitions on.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you know, how do you judge that it's successful? To me, it's that people go away, not just with potential contacts, but they go away inspired.
You know?
And I think if they make the most of the day, they go away with both.
Absolutely. Jo, we're really looking forward to it. As you know, the Business Bunker is going to be broadcasting live from there, from our stand on stand number 97. And we're looking forward to listening to all the great speakers you've got. And I'm sure it'll be a fantastic and successful event, as it always is. For the moment, Jo, thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunker show. This is member number 510 signing off. Jo, thank you for joining us. Have a fantastic week, and we look forward to seeing you next Tuesday.
Okay, Paul, would you mind if I just said one quick word before I went? Would that be okay?
Of course it is,
And I don't sort of lower the note, but I don't know if probably many of your listeners knew him, and I don't know if you did, Paul, but my predecessor as chief executive of the Chamber, Chris Capron, he was our chief executive for 9 years and did an absolute fantastic job in sort of building the foundations for me to be able to take the Chamber forward as we have. He retired through ill health back in 2007, but unfortunately he passed away last Wednesday.
Oh, what a shame.
I've managed to let as many people know as I can, but Chris was so well known. I'm sure there's many people out there who haven't got to hear, but his funeral is taking place on Monday the 10th at 12 o'clock at Charing Crematorium. So if anybody would like to go along, Chris's wife would love to see you there.
Fantastic. So that's it. Charing Crematorium on...
on Monday at 12 o'clock.
At Monday. Okay.
Sorry, Joe, what was Chris's surname?
Chris Capron.
Thank you.
Capron, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you so much, Joe.
That's okay. It's a pleasure talking to you both, and I look forward to having a successful day with you next Tuesday.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it. It's going to be great fun.
Okay,
have a great week, Joe. Yeah, cheers now.
Bye-bye, Joe.
Bye.
That was Joe James, Chief Executive of the Kent and Victor Chamber of Commerce, and what a fantastic job she and her team have done for the Chamber over the last 10 years that I've been a member, at least. It's been really good, and I do urge you to join that if you're not a member already. We've still got a gazillion things to do. We've only got 10 minutes left of the show, being 20 minutes after two, as it is.
It's been mad. Laura Lawrence says, what could be more romantic than listening to your show on the second day of marriage?
Oh, Laura.
I can think of quite a few things, actually.
not that at all. Oh, we've got loads of tweets. What have we got? I'll tell you what.
You've got so many, you don't know where to start.
No, I've got Wendy Kelk from Pilgrim's Hospice.
Hi, Wendy.
She says, I'm visiting the show and hoping to meet lots of Kent people. And we're hoping to see you there, Wendy. We're on stand 97, so pop round and say hello.
Where are we?
Huh?
Where are we?
Shall I let you know?
Yeah.
Shall I send you another text and email to say, Jules, we're on stand 97.
Stand 97.
Yeah. So anyway, that's that. I can't be bothered to talk to you about that anymore. No. I'm going to do an email. You are invited to a free business networking event, the Canterbury Business Tweetup. This is a very popular networking event in Canterbury, taking place regularly once a month. The next Canterbury Tweetup is on the 5th of June. I think you'll find that's tomorrow.
Tomorrow, manana.
Yeah, to provide a fantastic opportunity for all Kent businesses to network and promote their business. In short, the details for your diary are as follows. It's the Canterbury Tweetup. It's tomorrow. And it's from 10 a.m. until noon. And it's at the Miller's Arm Pub, which is 2 Mill Lane, St Radigan's, Canterbury. And there's a pay and display car park right opposite the pub. It's called St Radigan's Car Park.
And the pub is called Miller's Arms.
The Miller's Arms.
And that's the fabulous Arga Gordon. Doctor.
You're reading my emails now.
Yeah, I know. I can read through the paper.
If you want to find out more, you can go to their website, which is www.canterburytweetup.com.
Or kentbusinesstweetup.co.uk.
Or kentbusinesstweetup.co.uk. And as Jules quite rightly says, that's the absolutely lovely Arga.
And baby, new baby.
And new buddy.
Len Liz have tweeted in, said, hi, Vanilla Webb. Loved the Gerald Ratner interview. Really inspiring and looking forward to hearing what he's saying at the B2B exhibition. And by the way, at Vanilla Webb, come and see our head of beds, Dennis Brophy.
Hello, Dennis. You're right, mate. I'll come along for a bounce.
I
haven't been for a bounce for ages.
Free parking. And we're in Roper Road, Canterbury. Support your independent local store. 30 years they've been there, Paul Andrews.
Really?
Len Liz, 30 years.
Jean Cruz says, I'm listening to the Business Bunker, and she's listening in with Barrister Broker this lunchtime.
Oh.
And Laura Lawrence.
So it's a threesome.
Yeah, so.
A ménage à trois.
No.
On their honeymoon.
Don't lower the tone.
Well, it's obvious.
Yeah, don't lower the tone.
Who else? Kent discount card.
I don't know. I've just been followed by a new listener called the Crispy Duck Company.
Oh, well, I've got them, but they've done no tweets. And right. I thought they were a bit, not sure. Yeah. No tweets. And bit, I always wait for someone to follow them.
A bit dodgy, that, I think.
Yeah, no followers. And they're following three. I think they've just started up, don't you, bless them.
Yeah. Cranbrook Business says, thanks to Vanilla Web for the Cranbrook Business Networking shout out on the radio show. Great show today. If anybody missed the details, here's another go at it.
Yeah.
It's cranbrookbusinessassociation.co.uk.
Like your style, Cranbrook.
Yeah, cool. As opposed to Simon Ryan, who says, thank you for reading out our event
twice.
I know, Simon. Jules read it and I read it, but hey, whatever.
We've never worked together, have we, as
no,
a team?
We don't
frankly.
Know what we're doing here.
No, we don't.
We just talk over each other. Because I wouldn't listen to anything she says. So
no, you don't.
You don't
even read my emails.
I don't know what she's read out, Simon. Anyway, so you've got two guys at that.
Too busy eating.
Yeah, not to worry. Good. Right.
My cheese.
Just to let you know that the next Fruitworks Create event is on Thursday the 20th of June, starting at 7 p.m. And you can find out all about that by going to their website at fruitworks.co/create. And you can find out the lineup of speakers. There's three speakers coming. And you can register your free place on that event. And you get free beer, tea, coffee, and
I've
juice.
I've heard amazing things about this.
It's great. It's great.
Robert Go Vicinity loves it.
Yeah, yeah.
Ken Lloyd loves it.
Yeah, yeah.
I must go. I'm,
you ought to. It's,
well,
it's
I'm not very good at going out at night now at my age.
It's a brilliant event, though.
I'm sort of a morning person.
Yeah.
After midday, it's all sort of gets a bit drowsy.
Jamie that organises it gets some great speakers there. Some
I
really
will go. I'm going to go.
Some really interesting stuff.
Give me an alarm.
Yeah, so
when it's on. When's it on again?
20th of June, Thursday the 20th of June, 7 p.m. to 9:30.
I've seen the photos. Great venue.
Yeah, it is. That's cool. Have you got any emails to read?
Yes, this is Channel Chamber Networking Breakfast. It's IT Now and the Future, and it's Thursday the 20th of June. It's 7:30 in the morning, 9:30 ends. It's at the Burlington Hotel, Earls Avenue, Folkestone, and that's CT22HR. Members £12. Gareth Herford Jones, who's the MD, will be giving us his insight into the ever-evolving world of IT, and he's spent over 24 years in the IT industry. Gareth has seen a lot of changes throughout his corporate days in IT for HBOS PLC. No, he didn't have anything to do with the collapse, he says. And for the last 9 years as MD for Red Dragon IT. Ah, yes, I met Gareth the other day in his other hat, which is the Liminge County Stores or Country Stores in Liminge. Keeping on top of an ever-changing world in IT, his company are always working on development and certainly embrace change. Contact Tracy Reynolds, that's tracy.reynolds@kentchannelchamber.co.uk, or go onto the website.
I just want to mention as well, I mentioned while Joe was on air that Kathy Omani had tweeted in about her experiences at the show last year.
Mm.
Also, let you know as well that I met Kathy at the Going for Growth conference and we interviewed her. So we're going to play an interview from Kathy next week on
the
show.
Oh, that's good.
Which will be nice. But if you want to follow Kathy in the in-between time, you can send her some love on Twitter by following her at Deal Mediation. Deal, D-A-L, Mediation, all one word. I've got an email here.
Go on then.
Which
after
is
you.
The War and Peace Revival welcomes classic cars. Calling all classic cars from the 30s to the 60s. We need you. With its move to Folkestone Racecourse for 2013, War and Peace is inviting classic cars from the 1930s all the way through to the 1960s as part of its new Homefront Vintage Village display. All classic cars from across these decades are welcome to come and join in for all or part of this fantastic five-day vintage and military spectacular at its new home at Folkestone Racecourse, which is formerly RAF Western Hangar.
Mm.
The cars will have pride of place on the gentle grounds of the original racecourse in front of the main grandstand. So come along and show off your pride and joy to a new and appreciative audience and join in the vintage atmosphere at the racecourse. Entry to the War and Peace Revival is totally free to anyone that wants to exhibit their classic car, and they can visit for the whole day. And while those wishing to camp on site and join in with the exclusive evening entertainment only have to pay £25 for two adults and two kids, And that's for the whole 5 days.
Camp on site.
Oh, very good. The War and Peace Revival will be held at RAF Westernhanger, Folkestone Racecourse, near Hythe, from the 17th to the 21st of July 2013. Travel to the show could not be easier, with the racecourse being just 5 minutes from Junction 11 of the M20. For public visitors, there's ample parking on site, or the Westernhanger train station is just a couple of minutes' walk from the racecourse, with direct trains from London's Charing Cross and International and Ashford International. And for the weekend of the War and Peace, the high-speed train will be making a specific stop at the station. So what more can
Sounds
you ask
Sounds amazing,
for?
Doesn't it?
If you want to find out any more about that, you can call 01304 81 3337. That's 01304 81 3337, or you can email rex@warandpeace.uk.com.
Grab a thoroughbred and get
down
there.
We're almost out of time. I just want to go mention Tunbridge Farmers Market, Sunday the 9th of June. It's their second birthday.
I know.
So happy birthday to you guys.
65 stalls.
Yeah, Sovereign Way, Tunbridge. Get along there. You can find out all about it on tunbridgefarmersmarket.co.uk, or you can email steve@tunbridgefarmersmarket.co.uk, and you can follow them on the Twitter at TunbridgeFMRKT. TunbridgeFMRKT.
Go on, you're dying to do your market stall voice, aren't you?
Nah.
Buy one, get one on, free. Ladies. Come on, ladies.
Anyway, we're almost at the end of the show today. I'd just like to say a big, big thank you to our guests on the show, Mr. Gerald Ratner of GeraldOnline.co.uk, and Joe James, the Chief Executive of Kent Invicta Chamber of Commerce. Next week, we will be broadcasting live from the Kent B2B event at the Ashford International Hotel.
Stand 97.
And we will also be in the studio where Mary Daly, the lovely Mary Daly, is our guest. But
will you get a word in?
Yeah, for the moment, thank you to Gerald and Joe, and for the ladies from the Women in Business Going for Growth Conference that we recorded last week. Thank you for joining us on the Business Bunker. Thank you to all of our listeners and Twitterers and emailers for being with us. Stay tuned to Channel Radio for the rest of the day. Coming up straight after this show at 3 o'clock is Kevin Cam with Extra Milk. That's followed by the Craig Avery Show at 5. And then at 9 o'clock tonight is Jamie Leftarm with the absolutely fabulous New Potato Show, which is all the unsigned new up-and-coming artists in and around the world.
Fab.
And it's a great show, so do stay tuned for that. But for the moment, thank you for joining the kentbusinessradio.co.uk Business Bunker Show with me and Jules, and we'll be back next week.
Bye.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.
Temp Network provides productive and reliable temporary staff to your business. We supply temps across Kent within food production, fulfillment houses, picking and packing environments, and warehouse staff. With great value for money charge rates, error-free invoicing, and highly trained consultants. Shouldn't Temp Network be supporting your business? For more information, please contact us on 01892 531 777 or visit tempnetwork.co.uk.